Dear Islamic brothers, there was an individual whose mother was severely sick and on her deathbed. Despite this, the unfortunate man disrespected and abandoned her, leaving her to pass away alone. Time went by, and after 30 years, the unfortunate son was afflicted with cholera. He became cripplingly weak. What he had earned with his own hands returned to him, and he wept. I have 3 sons, but they have no concern for me. I have been ill for many days, but they have not visited me once. In the end, just like his mother, he died alone. When the next morning arrived, locals saw ants had gathered on his body and were beginning to consume him. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. Dear Islamic brothers, as a fact, anyone who causes pain to their parents are punished in this world too. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, if Allah wills, he delays the punishment of every sin until the day of judgment. Yet, he inflicts punishment in this life for being disobedient to parents. Truly fortunate are those who keep their parents happy, and ruin is for those who displease them. Allah states in verses 23 to 25 of Surah Bani Israel, translation, and treat parents with goodness. If one of them or both reach old age in front of you, so do not say even oof to them, and do not scold them, and speak to them words of respect, and spread for them the arm of humbleness with a soft heart, and request humbly that, O my Lord, have mercy on them both, just as they brought me up in my childhood. Your Lord is well aware of what is in your hearts. Dear Islamic brothers, in the above mentioned verses, Allah has commanded us to be good to our parents and serve them, particularly in their old age. There is no doubt elderly parents are testing for a person. At times in extreme old age, they soil the bed, which causes children to be put off. Remember, it is necessary to serve parents even in this state. A mother once tolerated her child wetting the bed or doing such similar things, no matter how short-tempered parents become due to old age and illness. And even if they quarrel with you without reason, you must always be patient, patient, and nothing but patient. It is equally essential for you to respect them in this state. Let alone this, you must not even say oof to them. Otherwise, success can slip from your grasp and you may fall into ruin in both worlds. Anyone who hurts their parents' feelings will be disgraced in this world and worthy of punishment in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.